at some point, you are going to have to take responsibility over the fact that you contribute to your own suffering.
Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. Hi, 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 and welcome back to Shift Talking. Today's going to be a little bit different of an episode, and Shift Talking in general is kind of going to be in a state of flex. You'll hear some one-to-one episodes with me that are more structured. There will also be guest interviews of other professionals, other experts in the field. There will be other chats and even live sessions happening, and then episodes like today that are more so just getting quick answers to questions that I get often. And instead of listening to a 30, 40 minute podcast, you can listen to it in like 5 to 10 minutes. And so let's jump right in. One of the questions I get asked often is why I attract the same toxic dynamics. And it's because you are still seeking something else, right? We can blame other people and call them toxic because maybe they are. And also maybe they just have their own wounds and their own poor coping. And maybe it's not just everything happening to you. As gently as I can possibly say it, at some point you are going to have to take responsibility over the fact that you contribute to your own suffering. I do my best to make things cute in here. I do my best to hold space and be gentle in my approach. And if you're asking this question of like, why do I attract the same toxic dynamic, you also have to accept the fact that if you are attracting it, you don't have to accept it. And if you are attracting it and accepting it, then it also means that you are seeking it. And so if there is something here that is not working for you, the best advice I could possibly give you is to stop seeking other people to help you answer something for yourself. When we are constantly seeking other people and you could replace this person and no one would know because the situation stays the same, what that ends up becoming is your attempt at having someone else heal you in the way that you want to be healed, but they can't do that for you. Because if you are truly attracting this toxicity, they are not the one. They're not going to be the one to do this for you. And so it's going to have to be on you. All of that time that you spend wondering why they are the way that they are, speculating wildly about it, psychoanalyzing them, is the time that I want you to ask yourself the same questions, just in reverse. Instead of why is that person like this, you ask, what is it about me that stays the same within this pattern? Get curious about yourself, not accusatory. That is not the goal here. And my sharing this is not to ridicule or belittle or make you get the impression that I'm attacking you. It's more so this recognition that it is up to you. And people will fail us time and time again. There are shitty people out there and there are really kind people out there. And if you find yourself attracted to and attracting the more shitty coping behavior treatment people, then that's what you are going to get. And until you heal that part, until you go through the shift framework, right, and recognize who you are, become more aware of yourself and what it is that makes you do what you do, from the minutiae of how you choose your wake-up routine to how you manage rejection, and also how you manage acceptance, how you view yourself, how you view the world and your position within it, what type of narrative you take on with yourself, how often you allow yourself to be alone with yourself. And I don't mean home alone in bed scrolling or binging Netflix. It is with all other distractions gone, how comfortable are you spending time with just you? And again, this isn't about self-blame. This is about self-awareness and learning
who you are, understanding how you respond in situations, understanding how you expect other people to respond in situations. I guarantee you the potential that you see in this toxic person is only what you would do if you were in their situation and it would benefit you. That's really all that potential really is. Sometimes we can see good in people, but that may be them faking it. Sometimes we think we see promise in someone, and it could be them masking so that they could get what they want from you. And now you're seeing the real version and you're desperately seeking that first one. They didn't exist. And so if you actually want to break these patterns instead of wondering why you attract them, then there has to be some accountability that you take. You have to be willing to rise and figure out who the fuck you are so that then you can decide who you attract and chase it and go after it and not continue asking why. Okay, how to shift from recognizing patterns to actually changing them. That's pretty much it. And again, here is that the self-awareness, I don't want you to become so self-aware that you just shit on yourself. That's not self-awareness. That is just trolling yourself. Self-awareness is learning and attuning into your body and listening to the messages that come in the form of feelings. Listen to your behaviors, which are a manifestation of those feelings, and heal some of it. And a lot of the time, healing isn't going into therapy for 12 years of intense weekly shit. It's the healing is just accepting these parts of you, accepting the parts of you that continued in these patterns, and figuring out what you were looking to achieve in each one of those scenarios. Don't go through and count how many there were and shit on yourself for it. It's instead, okay, if this pattern is repeating, what am I actively seeking that I just have a poor way of actually trying to get? You determine what the root need is for yourself, and then we try new and different ways of getting there. We don't try new and different people who are packaged in the same one. Right? It's finding who works for you only after you work on you. And what I tend to see out in the world, and because Easter is coming up, this is always the way that I describe these things, is that when you go to Walmart, grocery store, wherever, and you see those like chocolate bunnies, some are wrapped in foil and some are just like behind that plastic, we cannot tell which ones are solid chocolate and which ones are just a shell that are going to crumble by the time you get to the parking lot. And people are the same. And have you considered which one you are? As you do more of the shift framework, as you go through this work, you will begin to fill little by little. But not from the top down where everything gets knocked over or you just cave into yourself. It's from the bottom up. And now I want chocolate. This is your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady. See you next time.